Hello?
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random. You may stop participation at any time, ma'am, and your individual answers are confidential. Can you help us out with the survey today?
It's for what now?
It's an opinion. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a couple of minutes to help out?
Sure, I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Am I speaking to the person on the list? Yes. Okay. I know it's long away off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president? Congress and the other offices, will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote now?
So you're asking, will I vote in the next election?
Yes.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? White, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, mixed race, other?
All of it.
Okay.
African-American.
Thank you, ma'am. What is your age, please?
57.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate or progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very, somewhat considerable, yes.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, we're almost done. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on the scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Protecting that, I think, is not that important at all. That's not important.
Okay.
Fighting. That's a 0.
So it's a 0. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
A 10.
A 10? Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's very important, saying, right? Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's very important. Okay. I just want to make sure I get the numbers right.
Yes, actually 10 is more focused on. Okay.
Focus.
Making housing more affordable.
10.
Okay. Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. Just a moment. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? And is that strongly or somewhat of the answers? I'll read them out to you.
I say somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
Mm-hmm.
A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. All right.
Okay.
The American Medical Association, or AMA.
Fifty.
Okay. Joe Biden.
How do I feel about him?
Yes. How do you feel from a scale from 0 to 100?
I would say 70.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
0.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Zero.
Okay. The tobacco industry.
Zero.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, okay, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10. I'm sorry. How important that is, that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Usually 10 if it is the most important, or a 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. Now,
okay,
restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
Banned.
Thank you. Regulating marijuana.
Zero.
Okay. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. Move away from cigarettes. Yes.
Read that again. So you're saying that.
Yes, it says authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
Can.
Okay, thank you. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? And is that strongly or just somewhat or strongly opposed? So it will be the answers to this question from you. It will be strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed.
To sell tobacco to someone 21 or older or 21
yes,
younger?
Yes, if illegal or sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21.
Definitely oppose. Strongly disoppose.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support.
Yes. Somewhat.
Somewhat support. Okay. Regardless of where you stand and these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, some more harm, or much more harm, sorry.
Much more harm.
Okay. Thank you for being so patient. We're almost done. Regardless,
okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority. Other issues are more important right now. Those are the two.
Other issues are important right now.
Okay.
That's not important.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? First segment, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, assistance and prevention education in helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition and approach for focus on ending all tobacco use by banning products of flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive.
It could go either way because I'm not a smoker.
Okay.
So I would just say that just taking out the nicotine to make it less harmful for people that want to smoke it. So whatever category that falls in.
Okay.
So just make it less harmful for people that want to smoke it.
Harm reduction. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Now, I would like to read you some of the things people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Now, are you very concerned? It's going to be like the answers you're going to provide me are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, when it comes to loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unauthorized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibility in the legal regulated industry today.
So what are you asking me?
Do you feel very concerned, or maybe somewhat concerned, or not very concerned, or not a concern at all?
About concerned about what? About them?
The loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers.
Okay, like losing a job, taking them somewhere else.
Yes.
Yeah, very, very much concerned to hide. Yes, I'm very concerned about it. Yes.
The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First statement is our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%. A decrease of 92% from the 90s, policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Would that be from 0 to 10? What would it be for your answer?
So you're saying
that the statement that I just read to you, you can, you know, what scale from 1 to 10 do you agree on it most on that statement?
Agree on them lowering the cigarette rate? Or?
Yes. When it comes to the policies of the education harm reduction and also the 90% from the 90s.
About a 5.
About a 5, okay.
Yeah.
Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. From a scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel on that?
10 would be the highest. I feel like that's correct.
Strongly agree. Okay. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarnation rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some policies officers and legal officers use travel law, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities, more power to put a larger target on a majority of communities where we might never return from. From scale from 0 to 10, how do you feel about this statement?
This statement on what now?
Yes. It's okay. I know you're busy. I'm sorry. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration of rate of black and brown people. This disparity between The minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officers use travel travel laws, such as marijuana possessions, to testify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from.
I agree.
Yes, so which one would be the strongest for you? Somewhat agree, the strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Okay. Let's see, I'm almost done. I'm sorry. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? To your own community, I'm sorry. Much more
somewhat
benefit?
Agree.
Okay, somewhat more
agree.
Benefit. Somewhat agree, okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for the candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing?
Somewhat less willing, because I could care less about the cigarette. So that's
okay. Yes.
A way to smoke.
Oh, okay. In the past 30 years, have you used any of the following products? Coffee? Yes or no?
Coffee?
Yes.
Yeah, I drink coffee.
Okay. Cigarettes?
No. Mm-mm.
Wine?
Occasionally.
Okay. E-cigarette or e-vipers products?
Say what now?
E-cigarettes or e-viper products? Like machines?
No.
No, okay.
No,
beer?
I don't do vipers and stuff, no.
Okay. Beer?
Mm-mm. No.
Liquor or Sprites?
Sprite soda?
Liquor or spirits, I'm sorry.
No. Okay. Nothing but a little wine occasionally. That's it. Don't smoke. Don't do drugs. No.
And soda pop?
Occasionally have sex. That's about it.
We all do.
No, no drugs for me. No, nothing but like a little wine and occasionally a little wine. That's about it. Yeah.
What about soda pop?
Occasionally, yeah. I'm a sweet tea drinker.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as a dip
no.
or two? Nope.
No. No vaping.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No. Mm-mm.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No. Mm-mm.
Pipe tobacco?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for sample purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school?
2 years of college. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, 18 years old. One.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income, I'm sorry.
Probably middle. I don't think it's a middle anymore now, though.
Okay. Are you or is anyone or is any member of your household a member of the union or employee association? Applies to respondent, applies to household. Does not apply.
The union?
Yes. Are you or is anyone, any member
no.
of your house? No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Do I what now?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBT?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much for your patience. This mm-hmm. concludes our survey. You have a great evening. Thank you for being so patient. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.